This is Milwaukee's NPR. WUWM has received multiple reports of unidentified law officers arresting protesters in Kenosha. The ACLU compares it to Portland, where federal agents snatch protesters off the street. Angelina Moser-Salazar reports.
Caden Schmidt is a 19-year-old sophomore at UW-Milwaukee majoring in physics. After the killing of George Floyd, he's been hitting the streets protesting for racial equity. Schmidt says it's his responsibility as a citizen of this country to do so.
I knew that I had to go out and support, especially out of my place of privilege.
On Wednesday evening, Schmidt says he traveled to Kenosha. There, at a park, he met up with other protesters, one being Adelina Kindes. She's a 25-year-old environmental studies student at UW Parkside and a member of Students for a Democratic Society. It was roughly 8 o'clock p.m. when Schmidt, Kindes, and two other protesters decided to head out to meet the larger march.
We pick a small street, not very big, no lights on it. We're walking down that street. We make it 3, maybe 4 blocks.
Schmidt and others in the group clearly looked like protesters.
Oh, for sure. We had hair covered in bandanas. We were wearing helmets, wearing shields, because those are all important tools you need to protect yourself.
It's now at roughly 8:15 on this poorly lit side street when Schmidt says that he sees a black pickup truck pulling up from behind the group.
And all of a sudden, the red and blue lights go on, and the truck pulls up onto the sidewalk in front of us to cut us off.
At that point, Schmidt says the doors of the truck fly open. He's not able to make out who is inside, but he hears two voices yell.
We're cops and don't even think about running. And of course, at that point, we're all turned around and taken off.
Schmidt outpaces the other protesters with him and gets away while the others are picked up.
So I keep running. I don't even turn around. And I duck behind two corners and then plop myself down behind a tree. And at that point, that was the last time I saw those other protesters that night.
Advocacy director of the ACLU of Wisconsin, Molly Collins, says she is hearing multiple accounts of law enforcement in unmarked vehicles apprehending people in Kenosha, protesters being detained and held a day or longer without a court appearance.
We have heard this from a number of people. Folks have been reaching out to the ACLU for help finding people and to the Milwaukee Freedom Fund, which is a bail fund that's been helping people in Kenosha try to find their loved ones as well.
Collins says the accounts coming from protesters in Kenosha are comparable to accounts from Portland, Oregon earlier this month.
I think it absolutely is similar, and it's something that we're really concerned that things might escalate even going into the weekend.
WUWM confirmed what happened to Adelina Kindes, one of the three protesters who were with Caden Schmidt when he fled from the unmarked black pickup truck Wednesday night. She was in custody until late Thursday before being booked, then released on bail. The Kenosha County Jail cited an overcrowded jail for the reason for the delay. But according to Omar Flores, an organizer of Milwaukee Alliance Against Racism and Political Repression, while protesters were awaiting her release, more than a dozen unmarked vehicles without license plates, carrying officers with no badge numbers, descended upon the group and questioned protesters for being out past the 7 p.m. curfew. One person was taken into custody. So far, law enforcement is being mum about the unmarked vehicles that are apparently being used to target protesters. We contacted the Kenosha Police, County Sheriff's Department, U.S. Marshal's Office, and U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin for comment, and none were available. Angelina Moser-Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.